Coming up on the Emulate in this podcast, we are counting down what we think are the top 20 games for Halloween. Then we'll review Akumanju Dracula X Cheat No Rondo for the PC Engine. All right, let's start the show. Yes.
Pumpkin candy?
We're not dressed up right now.
No more ad-libbing.
We are not in costume.
You didn't have to tell them that. They don't know we're not.
That's all right. I'm honest.
I'm Mickey Mouse. I'm dressed up like Mickey Mouse.
You guys carve any pumpkins?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Yeah? Mike, you did?
I did.
Is this scary or a funny pumpkin?
Of a typical jack-o'-lantern face.
Oh, you just went the normal route?
You didn't get the specialty tools?
Well, you know, I got home and the kids were like kind of antsy, so I was like, let's fucking carve a pumpkin.
Mm. Oh, okay.
That's exactly what I said to him. I looked at him, I was like, hey, let's carve a pumpkin.
And they didn't give a shit, right? They throw the guts at each other.
Oh man, no. They looked at it and they were like, whoa. Because the pumpkin became a face. Pretty cool. Mm. Pretty cool in a two-year-old's life.
Until you cut open a pumpkin and it smells like the squash like, just took a shit.
It smells like trash.
It is terrible.
It smells awful.
It smells like garbage.
Did you carve a pumpkin, Rory?
No, we have a Mr. Potato Head set where you just poke things into it.
Oh, that's weak. That's fucking weak sauce.
I don't like the rotting flesh smell.
You better start getting used to carving fucking pumpkins.
I better?
Yeah.
You're such a buzzkill. Just carve the fucking pumpkin.
I don't want to.
Your daughter will love it.
She'll go, whoa.
Yeah, and it'll be worth it.
She'll be like, bullshit. Put on Elmo, motherfucker.
Fucking Elmo.
I love Elmo.
You got to get another fucking show, man.
Elmo's still popular?
Oh my god.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, that's been going on for like 20 years.
Yeah.
Elmo is like baby Jesus. They love him. They love him.
What's candy? What kind of candy you guys like?
Peppermint patties.
Like this time of year, there's candy. Every time you walk into a store, there's like mountains of candy. So I've been eating a lot of candy lately.
I'm not a big candy person.
I'm not either, but now I feel like I have to.
Really?
My fat ass loves a peanut butter cup.
Okay. Yeah, you like something.
I love a Snickers.
Yeah.
You gotta like something. I don't say you eat it all the time, but you must like something. Yeah. I like peppermint patties.
Do you guys get...
Okay, yeah, they're good.
Will you guys like go into a Wawa then... Yeah, but will you go into a Wawa and then you're on your way out and you're like, let me get a fucking Snickers.
Every now
sometimes
and then,
I'm on a kick, I'll grab a half a gallon of milk and a Caramello.
Really?
Yeah,
a Caramello.
Right. Love a Caramello. Right. Nice, gooey, really oozy.
Oh, there you go.
Out of there.
There you go.
Yeah. Why did you say gooey like that?
I like...
Keep your personal life out of this.
I like dark chocolate. I'm a big dark chocolate guy.
Oh, I like dark chocolate too. Yeah, awesome. The Dove makes.
I like all sorts of chocolate.
Dude, Hershey, really this is a special dark. I know
dark chocolate,
not great, but like
white chocolate.
Yeah,
Godiva.
No, like that's
white
fancy.
Chocolate. White chocolate is a.
I don't do the Godiva.
Yeah,
because it's expensive. Well, it feels like I'm buying something that's overpriced, and there's only like a little bit. It's two bites.
The package is real fancy.
Yeah,
yeah, it is. Overpriced.
I like big bang for the buck.
My wife makes these like chocolate lava cakes, and she uses Godiva chocolate.
That sounds good.
Oh my god!
I've had them.
Sounds really good.
Have you had them?
They are a delight.
They're amazing.
They are amazing.
They're a delight.
They are a delight.
I've been trying to get her to put like bacon bits in it because I think that would be better.
No. Wait, bacon with chocolate?
Stop it.
What,
dude?
Oh, the salt.
Yeah,
salt sweet. Yeah.
First of all, you can put bacon on literally anything, and it's better. Just pick it. You can put it on ice cream.
Candy, though. I never
know
about
that.
Candy and bacon.
Yeah,
some people are weird with bacon. Like, I don't know.
It's the god food.
They're communists.
Bacon and chocolate just sound... It's like...
Well, no. Now, I've had on the boardwalk... I've chocolate-covered bacon, and it was good. It was good.
Who was selling that on the
board? Oh, I forget which place. It was one of the candy stops, candy shops on there.
Never heard of it.
It was good.
I think bacon with chocolate is like the anal sex of
you haven't even tried it. You just think it's bad.
Excuse me?
You have to try it.
Well, that's what she said.
Bought a bag of Jolly Ranchers the other day. I forgot how good Jolly Ranchers were.
Yeah, Jolly Ranchers.
They're
good.
Awesome.
I have them at work.
I'm not a big Jolly. I haven't had them in like 10 years.
Yeah.
I'm like, wow, I missed
I got
this.
A bag at work.
Yeah.
What were the ones, they were like Jolly Ranchers, but they weren't like clear?
Starburst.
No.
Warheads?
But they were like, no. They were kind of like a Starburst. They were almost like harder.
Good and Plenty?
Harder than...
No.
Laffy Taffy?
Mike and Ike's.
No, it's not like a fruit snack.
Wait, they're harder, not a fruit
snack. I want to say Nerds, and it's not Nerds.
Okay. Tic Tacs.
Dorks.
No. Whatever.
Tic Tacs. Oh, well.
The orange Tic Tacs are good.
They are.
But they're mince, but you just want to eat the whole box. I eat the whole box. Pour them right in your mouth.
No, you pour them in your asshole.
All right, well, I'll tell you what.
They're not a one-at-a-time candy, though, that's for sure.
No, they're
so
not.
Tiny.
The orange ones. Only the orange.
Yeah, the orange you eat a lot. The mince ones, they start to burn your mouth if you put too many.
You're right about that. It's like the Altoids.
Can we break up the sewing circle here, girls? Well, thanks.
Let's get into the Altoids.
Emulate
guys.
This.
Emulate who?
Huh?
Emulate what?
Emulate.
Emulate how? Emulate why? Okay.
Right. Let's kick
I thought there
Odyssey.
Was a drop coming. I'm like, all right, this should be funny.
No, I'm sorry.
Nothing.
No drop. Nothing. Who wants to go first?
How about you, Ryan?
All right. This week, I've been playing a lot of games that we're going to talk about later for our top 10, right?
Yes. Halloween.
That's well, kind of like what
top 20.
To play not scary.
Top 20.
Not scary, but yeah, the type
games
of games you want to play this time, this time of year. So I played a lot of them. But my game where I would go back and reset was Twisted Metal 2 this week.
Oh.
You know, it cleared my brain.
Good one.
It was a nice reset in between Halloween games.
The quick cleaning.
Love that game.
Mm-hmm.
Still holds up.
Even by yourself, the
game's
fun.
Still holds up with its hideous, and ugly polygons.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It does. And it's intense, too.
Absolutely.
When you're battling one guy, let's say you're fighting your Spectre, and you're going after Mr. Grimm or whatever, mm-hmm. There's all this other shit going on, and you can hear all the other shit. You can hear the other bots
crashing,
battling somewhere else, and you're
explosions.
Like, oh, I gotta kill this guy, get over there. But yeah, it's a great game. We should review that one time.
Okay. Yeah, that's a great
You guys
game.
All have experience with that game, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not too much.
It's on your pod.
Oh, no?
It's on the pod.
No, yeah, but it is on the pod, yeah. It's a great game.
I'm aware.
Our combat.
Definitely aware.
Amazing. Awesome, but two people.
Mm-hmm.
Paris is a real good level, because you can knock down the Eiffel Tower.
You're also on top of the buildings.
Right.
But not like New York, where you die, you can fall off the Paris
I like that level.
And live.
The New York level's fun, though.
It's good to be in the pool and jump out of the pool and hit people and get back in the pool.
At the time, I don't think there was anything like it, driving-wise. You know, you were...
No.
I mean, it was open world.
The only game that's kind of car combat is like Carmageddon at the same time for DOS.
Yeah.
It might have been Amiga too.
Okay.
But, it's not the same kind of thing.
No.
It's not.
Mm-mm.
That also has a racing focus, so you don't have to race to win.
And it has a fear thing. When somebody's on your ass and you're low on everything and Sweet Tooth is on your ass laughing, it's fucking scary.
you get
a little tense.
The game is genius because it has different characters that play totally different with different styles and different special weapons, and they really complement different styles.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great game.
I love it. I love it. Mm. All right, who's up next?
Oh, shit.
Oh, do you want to go, Mike?
No. You can go.
Okay, well, I picked up The Evil Within 2. Came out like a couple weeks ago. I played the first one. I really liked it. I think this one is better overall as a game. I wouldn't say it's not as scary. It's funny, though, because it's survival horror, much in the way like Resident Evil is. Most of those games where there's no ammo, there's no fucking health. Everything is really, you got to really scrimp down. And every time you see an enemy, it's like, do I really want to waste 5 bullets on that guy? Or can I find a better, just run away from him? Or like the first one, it's just like a psychological mind fuck. You can't get comfortable. Like you're on fire in a hospital and then all of a sudden you fell out of the sky into the woods and there's crazy shit eating each other. Then you have fucking, then you're having a flashback of your wife and your daughter and she stabs her for some reason. And it's just like, holy fuck. Like it's just draining, you know? It's like, can I just stay in one place for a second, please, and get my bearings? Because you're really fucking with me.
Did you beat it?
No, I haven't beat it yet. I'm more than halfway through
really?
It, though.
How
I'm
long
more than
is
halfway
it?
Through it. It can't be more than like 20 or 30 hours,
okay.
I think. But
scary.
It's, yeah. See, it's funny because, you know, it's not really scary when you're like, have these things chasing
Bless you
and shit.
Mm-hmm.
What's scary about it, and your heart starts racing, and it's pumping, but... It's kind of, it kind of tricks you. It's superficial scary because what's scary about it is you've got these guys in your face and the controls are rough, first of all. And that's intentional. And
right,
you're
right.
Just over the shoulder third person view. And your character takes up a lot of the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he's like towards the left hand side. So when you like zoom in with your gun, it takes up even more room on the screen. You can't really see what's happening on the left side of you at all.
Mm-hmm.
So what's superficial about it is you're scared because you don't want to die and have to do that whole part over again.
Sure.
That's really what it is. It tricks you into thinking you're scared because of the zombies mm-hmm. and the shitty and the crazy scenery and all that stuff that's going on. But really, you don't want to die because you don't want to have to do it all over again. You just mm-hmm. picked up all the shit, and I do not want to lose this shit. And they're going to fucking put me 20 minutes back, and I don't want to do that again.
Yep.
But either way, you know, I'm ruining it for myself. But the story behind it is that it's a multi-conglomerate corporation, and they have their hands in everything, like Google times fucking 20. And they create this alternate reality world, and it all goes to shit, and everybody's turned into a monster, and they send you in to fix it all. And
so it's Facebook, okay.
Basically, Zuckerberg's behind all of it. But this one's cool because it's different than the first one in that it is a little more open world. It has mm-hmm. a couple levels that are more open world. So it isn't as scary because it isn't as intense because you can get away a little.
Okay.
But I think that makes it a better game overall, but not
as scary.
Not quite as intense. Yeah. And there's side quests. They're pretty short, but
cool.
I'm having a real good time with it. I think it's excellent. We'll see how it ends.
Mike, you were playing the first one?
I started the first one a couple of days ago, yeah.
Yeah. How was it?
Awkward.
Well, I mean, I've only played about an hour and a half.
Oh, so you're not that far in.
No, not at all.
Right.
No. Should I tell the story?
You should tell the story.
That's all right. Mike, what have you been playing otherwise?
Ryan's like, no, fuck
you.
Oh,
I guess I'm not telling the story.
Yeah.
All right,
fuck you. Pig it.
So I have been playing, I've been playing a bunch of stuff. So I finished Alan Wake, and I'm still dealing with fucking Castlevania 3. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm going to do it. I don't know if I'm going to fucking finish this game.
You're not.
Wow.
I'm not.
You're not.
It's ridiculous.
You're not good enough. You never were.
That's
getting boring.
That's questionable. It's just getting frustrating.
It never will be.
And it really kind of like, fuck, shut the fuck up. And it really kind of weakens, I think it weakens the experience a little bit. It's a shame because it's a really, really well done NES game. It's the variety with levels is huge. And well, you know what? I've talked about it previously, so I don't want to get too much into it.
That game needs a remake.
Mm-hmm.
That game needs a remake.
It just, there's the level design in itself is fucking hard as shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine, but there's those things where you get hit, you get knocked back, and you fall into a pit, and they're the points where you're like, I can't fucking, because there's no reason, and the controls are stiff, and you hit the jump button, and you don't fucking jump, and then you get hit by something, and you're like, well, I shouldn't have gotten hit by that, because I know it's coming, and I still got hit by it, and I'm fucking falling into pits and shit. But, I did, on the Pi, load up Simon's Quest, the Japanese version.
With the map.
And let me tell you something. Not only with the map, but clues that were translated properly and make sense. I even found a clue. One of the most cryptic parts in the game is when you have to go up to that cliff, kneel, select a red crystal, and then a tornado takes you away. I found a clue in one of the mansions that says, kneel at Deborah Cliff with the red ruby and a magic wind comes.
Now, did this game come out the same time as we, you know, in America?
It came out like a year before the American release.
Why did nobody know this?
It was a disc game.
It was a disc game.
It's a Famicom disc game.
Which I wonder if, because of that, I wonder if, like, you couldn't put the map on a cartridge. Right. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a massive game. It's about the size of Metroid. Maybe even smaller. But this just goes to show you what, when you have a map, how much easier and how much more fun. I mean, and it's an interactive map. You can move a cursor around.
They set the game up to fail.
And shows, and I mean, because if you talk to somebody and they say, go to Aldra and some dude's there and they're going to give you a clue, you can click on the map, see where Aldra is, and then fucking work your way to Aldra. And it cuts out all this time. I'm telling you what, if this game was released in the West, the way that they got it in Japan, I want to say this is a top 10 NES game.
Well,
why wouldn't they give us the map?
You're idiots.
They're assholes.
It couldn't be for like, space limitations. Right. It's not that big of a file.
Yeah, like,
it had to be some bozo who's probably never played a video game decided.
I would recommend
it's cheaper to not include the map.
I easily
image. We'll take it out.
I easily would recommend this game to anybody. This version,
the Japanese translated.
The Japanese translated version. Because there's the redacted version as well, but it doesn't have a map.
Okay.
Mm.
Huh.
So that's what I've been playing, and I really, really, I've took me 3 days to finish it. You know, and I don't play.
Yeah.
I played it like an hour at a time, something like that. But it was awesome. Mm. I really enjoyed it.
Mm. So don't waste your time with the original that we play.
No, just but I don't think a lot of people do. You get to, usually when you play that game, you get to a point and you're like, well, fuck it. Yeah. You hit a dead end. Yeah. You know.
All right, Rory.
I have been playing Perfect Dark Zero because I hate myself. And as a big fan of GoldenEye and Perfect Dark, it's included in a bundle on the Rare Replay for the Xbox One.
Yeah.
And I thought, let's just play. I've heard it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard it was like very subpar and half-assed and slapped together. And yes, they're not lying. It totally is all those things.
Really shitty?
It's bad. Like, it's like... It has some elements that made Perfect Dark nice, but like they fucked up every possible conceivable way to make a video game. The characters are hideous.
Mm.
For an original 360 game.
You mean the
game,
way they look?
I don't know if it's a launch title. It looks terrible.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't look like it's a 360 Mm-mm. game. It looks god awful. The voice acting is like PlayStation 1 era god awful.
Yeah.
And that's two generations back, because remember, this came out on 360 originally.
Mm.
It's god awful. Apparently, it's a prequel to the N64 one, because you don't know the Carrington Incident
the original
people
Perfect
yet.
Dark.
Correct.
Right.
Okay.
The good one, which is also included on an HD remake played yet. I will.
Okay.
So, like, you meet Daniel Carrington. You meet, like, Dr. Carroll, who's a human being at that point. But then, like, in Perfect Dark, he's a laptop.
Right.
That talks. He's, like, a computer program. Mm-hmm. Well, you meet him when he's alive in this one.
Mm.
You like him better as a computer.
Well, that's the only time that you really would have met him, is a computer. Right. Well, he actually has more personality. Like, the game has such bad acting and such bad voice delivery, and the polygons are awful. Oh, my God, they're awful. Apparently, Joanna works with her father,
mm-hmm.
but, like, she's not even British in the fucking game. It doesn't make any sense. Like,
when did this game come out?
2004, okay. 3, something like that, maybe 5. It's a shit show. It's a train wreck. Like,
what is its weakest attribute?
Oh, the gun mechanics. It's gun very mechanics. Floaty.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why.
So why are you playing it?
I own experience. It. I might as well play it. The levels aren't incredibly difficult or long. They're about, I would say 15 minutes at the most per level. I'm on level 10 of 13. Mm. Why am I keep continuing to play it? I don't know.
You're a value guy.
I'm kind of a guy.
Yeah, like,
I will fight.
If you had Pogs, if you bought a stereo system and they threw in free Pogs with it, you'd play with the fucking Pogs.
I would look at the Pogs. You know what?
I paid for these Pogs. I'd be playing with them, goddammit.
I'd be like, are there any Poke Pogs? No, that's what I would say. Are there any Poke Pogs? Pokemon.
You brought up Pogs.
I don't even know where that came from. I was just trying to think of something that is so pointless that he would never play with.
Yeah.
And I thought Pogs. Because who the fuck plays with Pogs?
Fucking Pogs.
I don't recommend the game. If you like first-person shooters, you could do much better than this one, including the original Perfect Dark or the remaster. It has no redeeming qualities. I'll beat it probably Tuesday. Mm. Next time I'll play it. And it's garbage.
That's Halloween.
All right.
I think you'll be taking your daughter out trick-or-treating. You're not playing Perfect Dark.
I'll play it later.
Perfect.
No, you're going to bed.
She's going to bed at 9.
Nope, then you're
going to be bushed, young man. You're going to be all tuckered out.
You're going to be eating nerds and caramellos and shit.
There's things that are like nerds, but they're not nerds. And we don't know the name of them.
Fuck.
They're like, like Jolly Ranchers, but you can't see through them.
Oh, you remember?
No. Fuck.
Oh, my God.
They're called...
Oh, it was right there, wasn't it?
It was. It's called aneurysms.
Jujus.
It'll come to me.
Mike and Ikes.
No!
I said Mike and Ikes.
Oh, you did?
He said it multiple times.
Are they runts?
Good and plenties.
Runts.
They're
Smarties.
Smarties. I keep thinking of Smarties. They're not Smarties.
Never think of Smarties.
Are they Smarties?
What shape are they, goddamn?
Tropical
are
Smarties.
They're squares. If they're like Jolly Ranchers, Eric, then they're like squares.
Oh, I'm sorry,
they're
Mike.
Squares. Bonkers.
No,
bonkers.
I remember bonkers.
Oh, they were good.
Yeah.
Were good. I don't know.
I don't care.
My God. What are we talking about?
It'll come to him in the middle of
just do the top 20 or something.
All right.
Yeah.
Wait, let me see. Yeah, top 20. I look at my paper there. After
your paper,
that,
you don't have any paper.
Well, it's a PDF paper. Mm-hmm. After that, we're going to review a game. I'm going to pronounce this. Let me see. Akamanju Dracula X Chino Rondo.
Oh,
pretty good.
Is that all right?
Now put the phone down and say.
Work out. No, I can't do that. I can't do that. So that's after our top 20.
Right.
Games you should play on Halloween.
Yeah. Games to get you in the mood for Halloween.
Get you in the mood for Halloween.
Shall we kick off the list at number 20?
All right, let's do it.
Do it.
Oh, wow.
What the hell is that?
Sounds like an Atari game.
That's terrible. There are footsteps.
Oh, my
God. I'm going to have a seizure. Stop it. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
That's the sound of centipedes fucking.
Whoa.
Bringing in at number 20 is my pick. This is Haunted House on the 2600, obviously. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, obviously, this was Eric's pick, right? Yeah.
I think I gave it a negative one.
No, actually, Ryan was the only one who gave it a one.
Oh.
Eric, Rory, you gave it a two. I gave it a three. I picked this game because it's Haunted House and Halloween. You know, think of Haunted Houses.
Mm-hmm.
This is a game where you're walking around what's supposed to be a haunted house. It doesn't really look like a haunted house.
Really?
Your two eyeballs. Shocker. Which
your
is
two eyeballs in a rectangle.
Which is hilarious to me. I think it's hilarious. Mm. You're trying to find three pieces of an urn, and you're trying to get the hell out. And in the house, there are bats and ghosts and all sorts of shit. Sometimes you got to try to find keys to get through certain doors. Mm. It's not the greatest game on the 2600, but for Halloween, it takes about 7 minutes, 7-10 minutes to complete. You can actually finish this game. One of the few games on the 2600 that you can finish. So that is my pick for
number
20. Next up, number 19. So this is This is Ryan's pick. This is Oddworld, Abe Odyssey.
Yes. Mm.
So Ryan, why did you pick this one?
Well, I mean, it's not Halloween per se, but it's a creepy game, right?
It's
it is kind of
creepy
because basically you're an alien and you're trying to escape a factory where the guy that runs the factory is trying to turn you into meat.
They
right.
run out you of the your, animal that they right. eat, and
you and your
looking
friends.
For new animals to eat.
Right,
you're species.
Abe.
Your
so
species,
for some reason you're smarter than everybody else, and you're there to guide everyone else out of the factory.
This game looked great for its time.
It looked fucking amazing.
I thought it looked awesome.
The artwork is phenomenal.
It is.
It looked very like
unique.
Tim Burton-y.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know,
it feels kind of like a flashback when you play it. It has, you know what I mean? Because it's a lot of decision making,
cinematic platforming.
Right. Great game. You could talk to the other characters. So you could fuck with the bad guys.
You could fart.
Yeah. So
hello. We're here.
Yeah,
hello.
It's awesome.
Follow.
Yeah, I own it. I think I have it on. Is it on PS4?
It's not a
PS3.
It's not a competition, right?
No, but it's. I think you have it also, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I
we
gave
both
it
have
to
it.
You.
Yeah,
I gave it to you.
Yeah,
because this is a collaboration, not a competition.
That's right.
But yeah, it's a great game.
It's creepy.
Cool. It's creepy. Yeah, that's
it
why
is.
I put
tough
it
game.
On the list.
It is. It is.
Number 18. So at number 18, this is another pick from
Ryan.
It's the haunting.
This is the haunting on Genesis.
On Genesis. Now, this is another weird game.
Yeah,
definitely weird.
It sounds like it.
This was one of Ryan's top favorites of all time. And what did he rate it?
A one.
Oh!
A one.
A one out of a possible
and
five?
And let's just so I gave it a 3.5. I thought it looked pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Eric also gave it a 3.5. Rory gave it a 3, and Ryan gave it a 1.
Right.
Which is why now it's at number 18.
Right, yeah. I mean, here's why I gave it a 1. Because I was basing all this on Halloween-type games, right? So it's not scary. It's kind of a comedy.
Right.
It
absolutely.
It's goofy. A comedy.
Yeah, it's goofy, yeah.
But that's fine. That's fine for Halloween games.
My issue with this
but I ranked it low. It's because it's hard to get the hang of. If you don't know how to play it, you're going to go, what the fuck am
I looked
doing?
A little strange.
Right. So you have to play it a little bit to understand what you're doing.
My issue with this game is I have absolutely no idea how to play it other than you.
Well, you got
to
play it for a while.
You're a poltergeist, and you go into objects in the attempts to scare people enough that they run out of the house.
Right.
But when you run, you use too many of your possession powers, you run out of like your life or your magic
you
power.
Go
your
weird
goo.
Cave and have
then
to
you go into this weird sex dungeon and you have to like get goo without being assaulted.
That's so fucking weird.
And then you have to leave because you can't leave any goo either.
Yeah. Strange design choice.
It's a really strange design choice. In fact, it's dumb and unnecessary.
It really is.
Yeah.
It holds it back.
Yeah.
It's a good game. It's got a lot of funny animations.
Yes.
But it's the type of game that you can only really play on Halloween.
Or once.
Yeah. There you go. Well,
it is a little like
in
a
that
point
case,
and click.
It probably should be higher on the list.
Yeah. It's well,
Ryan,
yeah.
Clearly, well, yeah,
Ryan
probably should.
Yeah. He swapped it. One was the first and five was the death.
And we should probably be clear that these are our top 20 right. games.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
In yeah, no way are we trying to.
I didn't say, like, none of these games we think are great or the
not
best.
Not all of them. Some of them are. Some
right.
of
well,
them
some
yeah.
of them are, yeah.
But some
we're not ranking them
for,
that
for, like,
way.
Goofy reasons, like right. this one.
Well, that's the thing. Sometimes, you know, you can have, like, a John Carpenter type of Halloween or a Stanley Kubrick type of Halloween or a Tim Burton kind of Halloween. You know, does that make sense?
Yes.
So it doesn't matter what kind of.
This is a fun game. It's weird. It's kind of like a point and click.
Yeah.
It's different. You're not
going
to play
it's an interesting perspective to be the one who's doing the scaring.
Right. So, that's
all
it.
All right.
Haunting.
Number 17 we're at?
Yeah.
This is Eric's pick. This is Devil's Crush. This got a 3 from me, a 4.5 from Eric. Ryan and Rory both gave it a 2. I'm surprised you gave it a 2.
I gave it a 2?
You gave it a 2? Yeah.
I didn't mean... No,
do you even read the fucking games? When he sends them to you, you just do random numbers. You know what? I haven't given a game a 2 in a while.
Did I really give this a 2?
Yeah.
What the fuck,
which I love this game.
You
I
do
love
this game.
I must have fucked up on the list.
This should be like number, this should be like number 5.
Yeah, I must have fucked up on the list.
Hey, Ryan.
Can you read?
Well, I just hope I didn't fuck anything else up then.
Oh, I assure you.
Would
you
be shocked to know that Ryan is a replicant? Come on now.
No, definitely not.
I love this game.
All right, why?
I
want to give it like a 4.
You shit on my game. This is such a great game.
Yeah, so why did you choose this one?
It's the greatest video game pinball game I've ever played. First of all,
so this is not to interrupt. This is the first. This week was the first time that I tried this game.
Okay,
and it was awesome.
Okay, cool.
It was
awesome. Yeah,
super addicting.
Oh, I know, right? It's like I can do better. I can do better. You know, and I want to see with all the because there's a lot of like bonus areas, you know, and they can and they have a lot of liberty because it's a video game, so they can make the bonus area look like whatever they want. And they're really inventive in their it's basically a hell-based, I mean obviously it's hell-based, it's called Devil's Crush, you know, it's got skeletons, demons, dragons and shit. I just think it's awesome. I've played like the newer pinball games that have come out like for 360 and all, and you know the graphics are super amazing and this and that, and I don't think any of them match the physics or quality of this game at all. It's a TurboGrafx 16 game, too.
Right. Yeah. I am not a fan of pinball games.
Right.
But this one...
Pretty sweet, right?
And I guess maybe because of the way that it looks and the music's awesome, you know?
The physics are so dead on that
they
when
are.
Your ball gets
that
hung up
too,
and stuck, there's a button to bump the table to knock the ball down, you know?
Yeah.
It really addictive.
Yeah, it's awesome, man. I love
just trying to get the ball in the dragon's mouth when he opens the mouth or the skeleton opens the mouth up.
Yes.
And you try for like 45 minutes just to get the ball in that fucking
there,
mouth.
And then you wind up going,
you fuck up.
Yeah. Winds up going in the shitter.
Fucking love that game.
Next game. The next game doesn't have music.
The music's great.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay.
The next so great he gave it a 2.
Yeah. The next game has no soundtrack, so I just have a sound clip.
Okay.
So this is at number 16. This is Slender. This is my pick. I actually played this game about 4 years ago when I wasn't really into, I had fallen out of gaming completely. But this game made kind of like a big splash on online. It was a free game. And all you're doing is just, you're walking around the woods and you're trying to not get caught by Slenderman. And the reason I picked this game is because it's a perfect... You know, I kept thinking, well, on Halloween, maybe you come back from trick-or-treating, maybe you're at a Halloween party. Here's a quick 10-minute game to scare the shit out of you.
Get your rocks off.
I don't know. I don't know if it holds up now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
how does he catch you? What does he do?
It's a good game.
Puts his hand on your shoulders.
A good post-sex game. Yeah.
Well, no, you know what's fucked up is like, because since you're in the dark and you have a flashlight that constantly dims, and you're turning around, so every once in a while you turn and you see like his arm just kind of there, and you hear that when I just played that clip and you heard that shung, that's how you know he's kind of close by. And it's intense when you're just in the dark with headphones on. It's an intense intense experience.
Check that one out.
Yeah, it's good. It's free.
I haven't played it.
It's free and it's real fast, and I haven't gotten the 8 pages. I only can get up to like 4 or 5. Okay, next up on our list, Number 15. So number 15.
ER.
This. So number 15. This is Rory's pick. This is Quest for Glory 4.
Wow.
Let's see. I'm not a big point and click fan, so I gave it a 2. Eric 3. Ryan 3. Rory a 5.
This is a damn good game.
Yeah.
This is, again, if you're a fan of the show or casually just listen to it, and you listen to that show, the Pie Show, this was the game review. Quest for Glory 5.
4.
That's 4. That's right. 5 is a different game. 4, basically, it's based, this one is based on, like the Slavic culture and, like, their, you know, vampires. There's, like, an ape man in it. There's some monsters that live in the castle. There's monsters all over. There's swamps. Yeah. There's ghosts. There's
the monastery.
In there, yeah. There's like an evil cult, like many of the Resident Evil games. It's a great point and click game. It's like all the Quest for Glory. They're pretty violent. They have very gruesome deaths. And it's got a great
comedy.
It has comedy. It has great light elements.
Comedy,
but it's got a very dark. It's probably the darkest of all the Quest for Glories. It's the last true Quest for Glory because 5 changed it and it's got more combat focus. Like in 5. I think it's called Dragon's Fire. It's an abysmal game. But 4...
I love your vocab.
4 is beautiful. Abysmal. It's such a great game. If you haven't played it...
It's my favorite point and click.
It's my favorite point and click game as well. It's very deep. It's Quest for Glory, so you can't beat it.
Number 14. Oh, this is one of these ones that's going to take forever. A lot of these songs take forever. Okay, not sorry. Okay, so at number 14, this is a pick from Eric. This is The Evil Within. Got a 4.5 from me, a 4.5 from Eric, and Ryan and Rory both gave it a 2.
You guys ever played this game?
Yes. We have it on PS3. I'm not a major fan of it.
No, I didn't play it. I just gave it a 2. I watched YouTube videos.
Right. It's like Resident Evil, except better.
Yeah.
It's done, I think, well, I shouldn't say all, but it's not, I don't think it's as good as Resident Evil 4, which is also one of my picks for this list. But it's survival horror. We talked about it. Talked about it a little, so I won't say much, but this is that when you watch a horror movie and you're watching it and you're going, why would you go in that room?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you going in that room, asshole? What the fuck? Are you retarded? It says, don't go down here.
You're asking yourself that.
You're going to get eaten. We're going to murder your ass if you come down the stairs. And then the asshole goes down the stairs anyway. Well,
then they split up and go down there.
You're that asshole.
Right. You're that asshole. And the problem with that is... You have to, every room in this game is that room, and you have to go in that room if you want to progress. So, and you never know what you're going to get. It's, like, it makes you feel schizophrenic. Mm-hmm. It's a psychological thrill ride. Mm-hmm. So, you know,
it is though.
You're coming this fall. So, I just, you know, won't talk a whole lot more about it. I don't want to ruin it for Mike. He just started playing it. But,
as far as, and I will have that story on next episode.
As far as survival horror goes, it's pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm,
and it's one of the few games that ever got my heart racing, even though it's superficial, like I said. But either way, it still brings it out of you, and I totally recommend it. It got mild reviews. It got like, 8, well, not mild, 8.
Mm-hmm.
I think it had like an 80 on Metacritic or something.
It's pretty good.
That's not bad. Right? No, I just thought it deserved better.
I think people have a... oversaturation with the third person stealth crafting mechanic that game uses.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at that time people were like, no more of these. Like, I don't care if it's good.
They didn't even try it.
I don't want to see another
it's
one.
It's surprisingly difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
well, it's awkward.
Like, difficult.
Oh, it's
difficult.
Actually a tough game.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So it's not just pulling you through.
Right. No.
Right.
No.
Nope.
No. Yeah. It's not, it's not letting you win for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, we're at number 13. So this is my pick. This is Alan Wake, which I just finished.
Oh, well, there you go.
So Alan Wake, you're a... this is like a cross between, like, you're a Stephen King type writer. You're in a Twin Peaks kind of a town with like a sprinkling of like pet cemetery with people being, you know, like the wife getting... The backstory is that this wife was killed and the one guy brings her back to life, but she comes back to life as this dark presence and she's fucking shit up. And it's also like, did you ever see that movie Stranger
Perfect
than
Strangers.
Fiction? Stranger than Fiction? With Will Ferrell? where like he's writing the story and okay, so it's kind of like that. Like you're writing the story and you're writing the the gameplay.
Okay.
Besides all that, the story's super convoluted. I had a tough time with the ending, but the gameplay is a lot of fun.
Yes.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's a gorgeous, creepy feel, intense game. It's one of the most intense games I've ever played. Yeah. There are so many times where you're about to die, but you pull it out.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting there. You're like, oh, all right, let me just sit down before I, you know, and finding those lights and running to the lights. Just, oh God, you're just like, get there, and there's fucking shit being thrown at you.
Right.
And
the antagonist is the darkness. And that sounds like that would be stupid, but it isn't.
It's not.
It keeps you going.
The end with the tornado was a little like,
A little
like,
over the top.
Right. But you know, it's a video game. What are you going
to
do?
A lot of people say that this game has a lot of references, not only to Twin Peaks, but to the Donnie Darko movie about
the time loops. The continuum.
And like, you have to break the time loop to get out of that thing because he's repeating and repeating again and again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
It was.
Which is another thing
weird.
That people didn't. I didn't understand the plot to Donnie Darko the first time I watched it. I had to watch it multiple times.
Right.
To actually understand that, yes, he's, and they actually tell you, but they don't really, they glance over it, like, in the plot with the professor, like, you're in a time loop, and you're like, oh, this movie's about a time loop. Now I get it.
Yeah.
I knew about the Twin Peaks. There's definitely a lot of, they did a lot of fan service to Twin Peaks, but I didn't know about the Donnie Darko thing. That makes sense now that you say it, though.
Right. Okay, we're at number 12. This is a Rory pick.
Oh, no!
Do you know what it is? Oh, shit, that's Lenovo. That's what that is. House of Dead series.
Oh, yeah.
Well, the House of the Dead series, to the best of my knowledge, is now four games. Mm-hmm. No, I think it's five, actually. Because you got to count the arcade games that were ported to the PS3.
Right.
The House of the Dead series is made by Sega. They are like B movie zombie movies. Like, they're abysmal. Like, they're funny. They're
abysmal.
They're abysmal. But I picked it as my top.
Before you keep going, this abysmal. Again is funny to me. Me and Eric both gave this a higher score than Ryan and the person who picked the game, Rory. You gave this a 3.
I mean, obviously, it has not only a Halloween theme with like zombies and monsters and you know, the occult. But it does get you into the idea, because like it's so poorly executed that it's like imagine the Godzilla movies, the original ones from like the 70s and the 80s with like the you know, all the human characters that are dubbed over.
Yeah.
Like,
Godzilla is coming.
Yeah, with like the mouth.
And they talk for like 10
minutes.
That's
this video. This whole movie, this whole video game is those characters.
Yeah.
Like, there's no Godzilla. It's just the army people going, oh no, Godzilla is coming.
Yeah.
Like, it's awful.
I think. For console, this game blows. But in the arcade with the fucking gun, dude?
Right. That's what I was thinking.
That's why I gave it a higher score.
It's certainly an experience in the arcade versus... Right. I don't own a light gun. I've never played them in the arcade. Mm-hmm. I've only played the ports to the consoles, like the Dreamcast or, again, the PS3. They get you in the mood. Like, these games are fun because they're so bad.
Yeah.
But...
It's like an Ed Wood.
Oh, it's like an Ed Wood, but, Ed Wood has his own, with the gravestones that rock and fall over when people step near them. Like,
it's amazing.
Like, it's a shit show, but it's still Halloween themed to get you in the mood. They're not very good games. None of them are.
Yeah. Have you seen the Typing of the Dead?
Yeah, I have seen the Typing of the Dead.
Oh my God. So Steam released a game called Typing of the Dead. I guess
pretty old.
You don't have a light gun, a gun at home, so. On your computer, what it does is it puts up words on the screen, and you have to type those words, and it kills the zombie if you type those words fast enough.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and they're like nonsense, like, the fox is dead, and you have to type, the fox is dead. Yeah,
that's funny.
It's pretty wild. You should Google that shit and take a look at it. It's pretty funny.
If you did play it, you could dramatically improve your typing skills.
Absolutely. That's what it's intended to be, a tutor. Yeah. Sure.
Number 11. Another pick from Rory. I gave this a 3.7. Eric a 4.5. Ryan and Rory both a 3. This is Left 4 Dead series.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, okay. It's funny you should say that. Left 4 Dead.
It's hilarious you should say that.
Why?
I don't know.
The Left 4 Dead series, in my opinion, is Eric's right. It's great execution. And it definitely gives you a feeling if you're playing with multiple people.
Yes, correct. Right? Oh, absolutely.
I have no friends, as has been well documented on this show.
Of course, we know this. Kay?
Well, I don't have any friends. Yes. So.
Thank you.
Kay. every once in a while, I might reach over and hit it.
I have no friends.
It never gets old.
This game, by yourself with three bots, is borderline unplayable.
Oh, it's boring. Right?
It is so boring, and they don't help you at all. Mm-hmm. They're useless. Mm-hmm. And you get hit by like a choker or a smoker, or one of the fat guys that puke on you.
Cock smoker.
And they're all just walking around, picking daisies, using all the med packs, even though they have 90% health and they're using med packs. Mm. You assholes!
You're doing all the work.
I do all the work.
All the work.
All the work. They go right up to the witches and they fucking punch him, and you're like, well, fuck!
Right.
Now I got a witch to deal with.
But this is one of those games like we were talking about previously on a different episode, where you were saying, how come they don't make more games where there's a storyline and you can have like a shitload of your friends play?
Right.
Like we were talking about multiplayer and how Ryan doesn't like the online where it's just basically deathmatch.
Sure.
And how come they don't make games where, and this is really one of those games they made
like
where it
journey.
Has a story mode.
A
yeah, right.
And it's very well, it's not just
well
like
done.
Oh, there's zombies. Like House of the Dead is so stupid. It's like, right. Oh, there's zombies. Let's go to the straight and to the left or the right and get through it.
Right.
This is like you have to work together because the game has what's called a director.
Mm-hmm.
And like if you're fucking around or you're screwing around somewhere, the game just decides in its algorithms, fuck it, and it hits the panic button, and like 50 guys come out of nowhere.
Yeah, you better move your ass.
And you really don't have enough of the good ammo. Like you get pistols which have unlimited ammo, but then you get either like a machine gun or a shotgun or a sniper rifle. There's all these different nice guns you can get, but that ammo for the nice guns that take down people is very limited.
Mm-hmm.
And this game really punishes you. What you end up doing, again, you exhaust all your good ammo, and then you're using your fucking pistols, and you have three dead weight people just like walking around. I like it, but I can rarely play with multiple people.
Yeah, well, that's what makes this game special and different, is that you could play it with multiple people. But yes, by yourself, not a very good experience, no.
Right.
Okay, we are in the top 10.
I'll be
people.
Right.
Yeah. Jeez.
The top 10 games to play on Halloween. Let's number 10. Oh, this is a sound clip. Because this game has no music either.
Lost. Alone. Hopeless. You probably deserve it.
These are your wedding vows, aren't they?
But even there is still a way. A way to bring it all back.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Layers
that was
of Fear.
Layers of Fear.
Yeah.
There's no music in that.
No. This is like the ultimate haunted house game for me. I mean, there's a million haunted house games. Nothing comes close to this, I think, on account of if you want to do horror.
I'm sorry, Haunted House on the 2600? That didn't do it for you?
Okay, it's pretty close.
Okay, all
right. It's pretty close.
Okay.
You're right. I can't believe I forgot that.
Right,
I really
can't. Right.
I'm ashamed of myself.
Right. Get your head out of your ass.
Okay, so it's borderline, it's barely better than a Haunted House on the 2600. Mostly on account, if you want to do horror, the more realistic it looks, I think the better. Admittedly, a lot of what's creepy about this are jump scares.
Okay.
It has a good...
It seemed like that.
Yeah, it has a good way... This game has a good way of lulling you into thinking that everything's cool for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And then, bang, out of nowhere, fucking something flies out, you know, in your face, or fucking some doll comes up with its eyes bleeding and shit. So it's kind of cheesy in that way, and a lot of horror movies do that too. Like, you know, just like, boo, out of nowhere, like, you didn't expect it. Like, they'll put you in a room, and you'll go in the room, and all of a sudden, everything seems all right, and the lights go off, and it's completely dark, and all the doors are locked now, and they just fucking throw, and then, or you'll go in a room and look at a painting, and then turn around where there was nothing, and when you turn around, boom, there's something in your face. It's like, oh shit.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But you don't see it coming.
Right.
I thought it was a really good game. It looks great. It plays great. It's kind of like a point and click. It's basically you're looking for old items in the house that, you know, try to give you a clue what's happening and, you know, why this evil fucker is this evil fucker. You know?
Right.
Gotcha.
So, but I really thought it was great and I recommend it to anyone.
Number 9. This is another Eric pick. This doesn't sound horrifying. This sounds incredibly depressing.
It really does.
This is Outlast.
It does.
Oh, yes, Outlast.
Why'd you pick Outlast?
So Outlast is
I don't really know what they call this. I forget what they call this, a survivor. It's not really as much survival horror, because the deal with this is, well, first of all, it takes place in an abandoned insane asylum. Okay, so that's
always a good setting.
Always a good setting for horror. And you have the helplessness. What they do is they don't, there's no combat whatsoever. Right. No combat. So you're just hiding the whole time. The whole idea is to sneak away and hide. And again, that sounds stupid. But once you start playing it, you know, you get your heart racing, and it's another thing where, okay, I just dodged like five dudes, okay, and I ran, and you gotta like hide under beds, and they come in the room, and you see their feet walk by the bed, and you're like, don't fucking find me, don't fucking find me. Then you're hiding in like a an old locker or something. You can see through the ribs in the locker, and then the guy's like right outside it, and he's like sniffing the locker, like these nasty looking fucking assholes, right? You're like, oh god, don't open the locker, because you're dead. There's nowhere to go.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's like, oh my god, I just dodged like seven dudes. If this guy kills me, I have to start this all over again. And that's where the fear comes from. But you don't think of it like that. You know, you think, oh my god, oh my god, this game is really scary. But it's on account of you don't want to do that shit
right,
over.
Right.
Another thing that adds to it is you don't have a flashlight. You don't have a fucking flashlight, and it's dark everywhere. You have a camcorder that sees in night vision, so it's like green.
That's scarier.
Yeah, so now you're looking through the fucking camcorder the whole time, and it's green, and there's evil shit everywhere. Dudes chasing me naked, fucking dongs all over. It's like, what the fuck? They're like insane. There's people screaming all over the place, and babies crying. It's like, what the fuck is going on? It's intense, but it's really cool because you don't have any ammo, so it's like, you know, run for your life.
So you're just hiding.
You're hiding, running for your life, trying to get to the next area. But also another great game if you're into that sort of thing, like Alien Isolation.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I thought this was better than that even.
Okay. I know we're talking about jump scares. I was jump scared the other day. I was in a convenience store.
Uh-huh.
This is weird. The person in front of me was a woman, parrot on her shoulder.
No way.
Well, you know, Halloween thing. You know.
I thought it was an actual parrot.
Right. So I'm thinking, you know.
This is a real story, man.
I'm thinking costume, you know.
Right, yeah, sure.
So I'm standing in a line. Parrot jumped, turned around, looked at me.
What the fuck?
I jumped back. And I said to her, I said, is that real? Like the parrot.
Uh-huh.
Real parrot on her shoulder.
No shit.
Yeah, she went out and pumped gas.
Oh, people are weird.
Yeah.
People are
And the woman working there, I said, that was weird. And she goes, yeah, she comes in here all the time. Parrot on her shoulder.
A real life Jesus.
Yeah. Arr. Right. In Lansdale.
Arr.
Number 7.
Does she have a black beard?
Yeah. Number 8. Mm. Where is number 8? Number 8!
Check 6.
There's number 8. Resident Evil 4.
All right.
Another Eric pick.
It's Eric again.
Eric pick. Had the hat trick right there. Right.
Yeah, in a row. One after the other after the other. They should be 1, 2, and 3 my picks.
Of course they should be.
Of course. Resident Evil 4, holy shit. My favorite Resident Evil game. It is not as survival-y horror-y.
Right.
It's a lot of lees.
It's a lot of lees.
It's the beginning of a new paradigm shift.
Right, and I think it was for the better, for sure. They went to the, over-the-shoulder shooter thing. Over-the-shoulder, first person, third person, I guess it would be. Whereas before, they put like a camera. Basically, the camera, right, was in a corner of a room, and then you kind of walked all around, like a tank, which was kind of horrible in retrospect. The first one, I fucking hate the first Resident Evil. That's a whole other story. I think I've talked about that before.
Like Tomb Raider, kind of.
No, it's
way worse. Tank controls. Yeah, like up goes sideways, sideways goes. Yeah. It's really, you'd have to play it, like, you know, and the way you rotate is really, it's hard to explain. And when I say it isn't as survival-y, what I mean is the resources aren't as scarce. Like, you have to find room. Like, you have to actually drop things out of your suitcase or your backpack or whatever, your inventory, to make room for other things sometimes.
You must fight in this game all the time.
Always. Yeah. There's no running away.
You can't run.
Yeah. And it's more arcadey than survival.
Right.
Yeah. So it's really cool. If there's a lot of fucking enemies. There's a lot of content. It's like a 30-hour game, I think. It's my favorite Resident Evil game. I thought it was done really well, and I like, I always like for horror the woods or like
a forest.
Not urban, like, what the fuck is
rural?
It? Rural. Jungle. Thank you. A rural setting. Yes. I couldn't think of the word. Rural setting.
They're like Mike and Ike's.
Yeah, just like that, but not quite.
Now
Mike
and
Ike's.
Then's.
Now and later.
You know what's weird? What separates that from a Starburst? They're pretty close.
Way harder.
Are they?
Now and Later is a way harder candy.
Yeah, your dentist loves that because he gets to pull your tooth.
Yeah.
He'll crack one.
Sorry, go ahead.
All right. So the rundown rural setting with the rundown houses and like old churches and shit and like through the woods is real fucking creepy. It's like a haunted hayride, except with zombies and murder.
How about the little Napoleon guy? What the hell's up with that?
Yeah, what is up with that?
That is so strange, isn't it?
It really
is. It's really weird. And it does have arguably one of the most hated characters in gaming, which is Ashley, the girl you're saving, the president's daughter.
The girl you put in the dumpster.
Leon, help me. Leon, help me. And it's like, shut the fuck up, bitch. I'm trying to murder people.
Trying to kill Wesker again.
It's like, shut up. She's so annoying. But that can't stop this game from being one of the greatest, I think. Yeah. Not scary games, but, you know, scary theme games.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome game.
It's definitely over the top. Yeah. Stupid action. Oh,
absolutely. It's very Japanese in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7.
You mean number 1. Upside down. Because this game is awesome.
This is number 7. This is Orion pick.
Yep.
Zombies ate my neighbors.
Right.
Warm rapper said.
Well, this game's an absolute classic.
Sure.
You know, two player, your two kids. It's not Halloween in the game, or it's not scary, but it's Halloween themed,
sure,
I think, right?
It's Halloween themed.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I believe the plot is like an evil scientist makes monsters or unleashes monsters.
It's got a ton of levels. I've never beaten the game.
God, there's like
55.
It's ridiculous.
50, I was going to say like 60. Those are 55.
Yeah. Might be 65.
Yeah, but it's fun. There's a lot of variety in the game. It's a funny, I guess, comedy-based game. There's a lot of
co-op two-player
jokes that play on a lot of old horror movies and stuff like that.
A lot of the cliches.
And music and stuff like that.
There's a lot of weapons that are specific, like Mike said, the cliches. Like, the best way to kill werewolves is silverware.
Right.
Silver bullets.
Silverware, werewolf, silver.
Right. A lot of puns going on.
So punny.
Each level title is pretty much a pun also.
Sure.
You know, so, I don't know. It's a fun game to play.
Awesome.
There's
game.
Tons of levels.
It's a form rapper, so we covered it in depth.
Yeah.
You know,
we reviewed
in depth
reviewed
for this goddamn show.
Sure, yeah, for this show.
It's
for
it's
a couple
a great,
drunks. Yeah.
It's a great show. That's a great
show. It's a great
show.
It's a good time. Good music.
A lot of fun.
Good controls. It's very difficult. That's the only thing.
It is hard. It's even harder when if you're just going to do it by yourself.
Oh, yeah.
It's really hard.
It's got to be like impossible to beat that game by yourself.
Playing it by yourself,
it's not that great.
It doesn't do it.
It's not that great.
No, it's a lot better with somebody else.
Yeah, if you're going to play it with another person. Don't play it by yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to check it out by yourself, mm-hmm. but don't. It's way more fun with two people. Don't spoil it.
I don't think it's
play
a hidden gem. I think people know this game.
People are starting to if they didn't.
Why? Did someone say it was a hidden gem?
No, I'm just saying, like, Ryan's characterizing it to be like a game that you have to try. I don't think people have to try this game. I think people know this game. It's very well established.
Yeah, for
I think it is. Maybe
for
I'm
people
wrong.
That haven't played it, you know what I mean? Just find a friend.
Number 6.
It's breaking news.
Jeez. What is this?
They're right next to each other.
Jacket. Cut me a break!
Goddamn.
Great song. Ryan, what is this game called?
I don't have my PDF file out. Hakamurachi Rondo X Dracula. Did I get that?
That's pretty close. Better than I would have.
Not at all.
Akamanju Dracula X Chino Rondo PC Engine.
This is a PC Engine. This is a Rory pick. Rory!
This is a Super CD 2 game. We're going to cover this in a little more detail later on. But this is my favorite Castlevania game, hands down.
Wow.
Weird.
Yeah.
Really weird.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about it later.
It uses the formula for the first one and three, mm-hmm. not two. Mm-hmm. Two is the kind of the odd one. For one and three, and ratchets it up in the level of graphics and the sound, and it adds parts of it include levels that split or divulge into different bosses and routes. Mm-hmm. So it adds parts of non-linearity as well as a second playable character. So to me, this is everything I want in a Castlevania game. Plus, it has stage select once you beat a level.
Hmm.
Can't beat it. We're gonna cover it more.
No pumpkins.
Well, it's
though.
Part. It's the
That's
review.
True. We will
episode,
cover it more.
It?
Yeah. So we are now in our top five. Number 5. Eric chooses Splatterhouse 3.
Yes.
I did.
The Unsplatterhouse.
Yeah, it's different mm-hmm. than the first two on account of you have more freedom to move around, which I love.
There's only one plane in the other two.
In this one, you have more options. There's a map. You can move as you please, and there's hidden things everywhere. The only problem is there's a clock, there's a timer. There's a countdown timer.
Yeah, yeah.
A very stingy timer.
Yeah, very stingy. So when I play this game, I never save the wife and kid. I always let them get killed because you're going to finish the game anyway, even for a revenge factor. So I've finished this game a couple times, but I've never finished it where I've saved the wife and kid because what happens if the timer runs out and the current level you're on, they off one of them. Mm-hmm. So I don't care. Right. So I want to find everything, and I want to explore, and I want to get all the cool weapons. You know what I mean?
Would you say you have 99 problems, but a bitch ain't
but
one?
But a bitch ain't one. Or right. a child, yes.
Or a child. The show took a left turn.
None of these are my problem at all. I'm just trying to murder.
They had a good run. They don't need you anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it was unrealistic. Unrealistic expectations for me to beat the friggin' 7-minute clock. Fuck you. There's too much to do, too much to see. Right. I want to get in every room. You know, but other than that, the gameplay is what shines here. And again, I always say that's the most important thing in a game. That's what the game is. I think only on the Genesis, especially, it's the only brawler better than it is Streets of Rage. I mean, it's better than pretty much every brawler, in my opinion, than Streets of Rage. And you know, it's in a house and. Yeah, well, I'm sure you disagree.
It's got real satisfying controls.
It's a good game.
It does. It's
like
very
when you
tight.
Punch somebody, it feels good.
Oh, yeah. It's you very know what strong. I mean? It's one of those it's games. A yeah. Yeah, yeah. But there's all kinds of shit to, crazy enemies in the game, blood sucking shit, and the graphics are great. There's friggin' like body bags of meat everywhere, crazy shit hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah.
It's just a real creepy game.
Yeah.
And again, the gameplay is what shines in it, and I think it's the best. Of the Splatterhouse games, I only wish that the timer wasn't such a pain in the dick.
Right, yeah, that's a bitch.
Well, you can disable it with cheats.
Okay, but I'm strong. I'm strong-willed.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking that's a Jay-Z quote. I'm like, sure, why not?
What did we rate this one?
All four of us?
Yeah, I'm just curious. Because it's high.
3.5 from me, Eric a 5, Ryan a... I lost it. Ryan a 4, and Rory a 3.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
Good game. I like it.
I like it.
You know how I feel about brawlers. So, I can give or take them.
Right. Yeah.
You know.
All right.
Number 4.
Pretty good for 5. Splatterhouse 3.
It deserves 5. Right. It deserves at least 5.
Yeah. It's good.
All right. So, this is my pick, number 4. This is Silent Hill 2.
Makes me want to hug a tree.
It's such a bizarre.
It's very Japanese horror.
It is.
Like, have you ever seen a Japanese horror movie? They're very strange like this.
And you know what's weird? If you listen to this song, it gives you a false sense of security before you go into the game. Because you're like, all right, maybe I'll see some zombies or something like that.
Yeah.
Not realizing how much of a mindfuck this game actually
is. Nothing like a horror game.
No.
And this game. So when I got back into gaming a while ago, this game and Red Dead Redemption are what really brought me back in because I had never really played a survival horror. This was my first experience with it, and it scared the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
This is a game where it's your mind that's fucking with you because you're in this town, but based on your head, that's the visions that you're seeing.
Right.
So what's more scarier than being in your own fucking head?
Yeah.
And I'll never, the one part, there's not so many jump scares in this game. There might be like a couple.
No, yeah, it's not really that kind of game.
The scariest part to me was you're in the apartments, and down the hall, you see Pyramid Head, like far down the hall, and he can't get you.
Silhouette.
He's like red,
and
he's behind bars, so he can't get you, but there's this weird, because the music does changes. That's the happiest part in the whole game.
Right.
It becomes like this really weird atonal, like liggety, weird shit, and you see Pyramid Head and this weird music going on, and it's just super super creepy, and then the thing with this game is that it's slow moving, so you're constantly thinking about shit, and you're going every which way, and your mind is just all over the place with with this one.
Overall, it's a terrific experience. I don't think it does everything great, but it does everything good, especially for the this genre. And it is one of the better survival horror games on account of the overall atmosphere of it. You know, just the Silent Hill itself, even just the town with the fog and the fucking, you know, the creepiness of it. I thought it was just a tremendous game.
And I mean, you end up, you know, going in, just when you think it can't get any more like dark and disturbing, you end up, you know, you start out in the apartments. Mm-hmm. That's fucked up. And then you end up in the hospital. Right. That's fucked up. Then end up in this prison. That's fucked up. Yeah. And it just gets eerier. You remember the part where you're just going down holes? You're just constantly going down holes, almost as if you're going into like the depths of hell or something.
And then it gets real fucky, like with the walls are all turning red and fucking bleeding and shit.
Yes.
And the hallways just start changing every which way. And you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Yes. Yeah, and the music starts to pick up.
It's freaky.
Mm-hmm. It's very freaky. Number three. This is a Ryan pick. Red Dead Redemption, Undead Nightmare.
Oh, it really threw me off. Yeah. Yeah, it was a great add-on.
This is a great
game.
This is a great pick, by the way. I never thought to include this. And when I saw that on the list, I was like, oh, fucking hell, yeah.
Well,
it's well done.
I mean, yeah, for
a farce of like the Night of the Living Dead.
Right.
Yeah.
It has its own. It's
very
own game.
Well done.
I think it's the greatest piece of DLC ever released.
It's ridiculous.
And I say that with complete authority. Not even. I mean, Shivering Isles was maybe almost as good, but it is like a full game. It's its own thing.
Right, because it's not like they just took the Red Dead and went, all right, we're just going to throw fucking zombies in.
Right,
they created a whole other, you know, game to do.
It's funny to see the characters from the real game in the zombie apocalypse version of the game. Like your wife and your kids are all like, like they're chained down. You meet the goofy ass scientist who's like, we need to stop these zombies. Like,
I hate
that guy. It totally serious.
Right.
Dak McDougal.
So,
Yeah.
Fucking McDougal.
There's a lot of humor in it because it's, you know, I don't know. It's just a total flip-flop of Red Dead Redemption.
It is. It doesn't take itself serious in any
way. Not at all.
It is goofy. It is great.
And the multiplayer, the Horde mode, playing with other people was fun
very
as hell.
Cool in the graveyard.
You know, really fun.
Yeah.
So it has a lot of value.
I do enjoy the part where you're at the monastery on the roof shooting the zombies with a long rifle.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty interesting. And all the nuns are like, you got to help us. And you're just like, I guess I have to.
So it is really neat seeing a game that, like, if you really loved Red Dead and you were really sucked into that game, seeing it's almost like a negative version of that game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You go back into that world, but it's the same but different.
And it's nice that they don't take
but it's different.
Nice that they don't take themselves seriously
and that's why it's
either.
Creepy.
You know,
right?
Yeah,
right.
It has a nice plot too because they tie it into like Mexican, like the Aztecs, and like there's a reason why everybody's turning into a zombie. It's not just like well, there's a virus.
Oh, look at this! Everybody's a zombie. Yeah,
there's a zombie. How about that?
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I'm good.
Oh, okay. Number two. This is Castlevania on the NES. I don't know about you guys, but this game I always play on Halloween.
There you go.
So there.
Drop the mic. I always play Haunted House. Do you too, Rye?
Yeah, always.
For the 2600?
Yeah,
I always play.
Atari,
I mean, this game is nothing next to
that. Oh, that's true. I take it back.
I mean, Castlevania's okay.
I'll hit up Haunted
House. I'm like the kid in the Neverending Story. He blows the dust off the book. Yeah.
There you go.
Atari 2600, Haunted House. Halloween.
Yeah. This game's awesome, obviously. We did a review of it, one of our first shows. I mean, it's every horror monster movie cliche that's out there, but it was just when we were kids, it was just so cool to see these characters in a video game that you could fight.
There are no games like Castlevania. Castlevania's
that's true.
I mean,
it's
name a game that's like Castlevania.
Mm-hmm.
Especially on the NES back in the time in the 80s. There's nothing like Castlevania.
Nope. Nah.
Mega Man has its own thing.
Yeah.
Different company as well. But there's nothing like Castlevania.
Even the mechanic of like whipping, you had to figure out because it's delayed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's winding up his whip. So you have to figure out
and
the
it's not
proper
even a shot. Like, unlike the Mega Man pellets that go across the entire screen where you could snipe people.
Right.
Right.
You can't snipe people in Castlevania.
In range.
Really. I mean,
you've
only
be
you have
in
the
range.
Cross or the dagger.
The reason I also picked this game and over the third one, which probably is the better game on the NES, but this game is, the difficulty is toned down than the third one, yeah, and it's much shorter.
Right.
So if you are using save states, you can easily finish this game in a half hour, you know, and mm-hmm. you're decent at it.
If you don't suck at it.
If it's true, if you don't suck at it.
And yeah. you have a stopwatch.
If you're great at it, you can finish it in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's really short. Yeah. It's six levels?
I believe it's six
levels. I think it's
levels.
Only six
15
levels.
15 minutes.
If you're good at it, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, not me.
Yeah, I'm not.
Are you not a Castlevania?
I like Castlevania. I appreciate what it is. You know, and I do like some of them, but I have a threshold for Castlevania.
I hear you.
After a while, it becomes redundant to me, and I don't think... And that's why I like Symphony of the Night so much, because it is a little bit of a break from the monotony of Castlevania and from its formula. Mm-hmm. Not that it's a bad formula, I think it's just overdone.
And that's why I like this one over the third one, because it's quick and to the point.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where the third one, like you said, it can get redundant. Sure.
Yeah.
Okay, number one game to play on Halloween.
Oh,
yeah.
This was picked by Ryan. Doom 2.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking awesome.
High scores all around. I gave it a 4. Eric gave it a 5. Ryan gave it a 5. Rory gave it a 4.
Yeah, if you want to see weird shit and shoot stuff and put yourself in the thick of it, Doom 2,
yes.
On Halloween. The music's creepy. The best, levels are creepy.
Best demons ever.
The bad guys are creepy. The demons.
Hell-based game.
The great demons definitely game. Are sexy.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
They don't wear shirts. They don't work out.
They don't even, you know, they're not even wearing laundry, right?
I mean, they don't, you know, sometimes that's
all
you need.
They're just built like that.
Sometimes that's all you need.
They don't even go to the gym.
No.
I mean, Doom 2 is hell on earth.
Sure.
Doom in general, hell on earth.
We reviewed this game.
It's funny how primitive it is. We reviewed this game. How primitive it is, and yet how much it holds up still.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's totally unbelievably playable. Yeah. I mean,
unlike Haunted House, which is primitive and does not hold up at all, your eyeballs.
Take it back.
Yeah. What did you say?
Take it back.
What did you say?
Doom and Doom 2. I mean, they totally hold up to this day. I can still fire that shit up. And not feel like I'm slumming it. It
has that old, simple corridor feel. Man.
The sound effects.
It's just still great.
The There it is. Oh, yeah, the door opening.
Yeah, the key system, the key card system is terrific.
And I love when you know the game so well. You know it. You fucking know it.
Right.
But you can't find a key. And you're like where fuck? The fuck? And you keep just going around in circles.
Yeah.
You know?
It's torture. Just hitting every wall. Yeah. Hitting a click button on every wall. Come on, open. One of these walls is fucking fake.
Right,
I know.
Right, right. And just sliding along the whole wall.
Yeah.
Strafing.
Yes.
The monsters, too. I mean, what are the spiders? You have the masterminds, right?
Masterminds.
Is that the biggest spider?
That's the largest spider.
That was the main boss at the end of the first game, wasn't it?
I think there were multiple masterminds.
Mm-hmm. But there's a room in Doom 2 where there's like three of them. And there's all this other shit going on.
They're like
on.
Brains like, oh on spiders
yeah,
with crazy eyes.
Cannon gun.
Yeah, fucking awesome.
So, you know, those top five.
Yeah.
Not really a surprise, right?
No, they're all 5 out of 5 games for me, pretty much, for the most part, yeah.
I didn't think they were too much of a surprise.
I would have preferred to see Zombies Ate My Neighbors in the top five.
Yeah.
I was the one who kind of gave that a low score based on the fact that it's really not, to me, it's not enjoyable as a single player.
Hmm.
Right. You ever played it with someone else?
It's not about you, Mike.
No, yeah.
It's totally about me. All right?
You must not have got the email that it was about Mike. Yeah. And
all
only Mike.
About me.
I received the email. Did you, Rye?
I did. Good.
I did.
Wow. It was cold.
Carrier pigeon.
All right.
Nice. All right.
You guys ready to move on to the game review?
Yeah, let's do it.
Right, that is Akumanju Dracula X Chino Rondo for the PC Engine. There you go. How about that?
All right.
Got it.
Wonderful
right.
pronunciation.
Got it right.
Pretty good. Put the phone down and try it again.
I don't think so.
Great tune.
Really good.
Good song.
Very good.
Good song.
good music throughout the game.
Yes.
They referenced a lot of stuff from other games, which I thought was cool.
CD quality audio.
Yeah. Maybe that's what it was.
Super CD squared game. Super CD. So, CD.
Yeah, TurboGrafx 16. I didn't even know it had a CD version.
It was the original CD add-on console.
Okay, yeah, because I hadn't played this game.
I've never seen it. I mean, this game only came out in Japan.
Right. Oh, okay.
It was ported to...
SNES.
It was ported to the SNES maybe 5 years later, but it's a greatly reduced and inferior port. It's called Dracula X, right? Or Vampire's Kiss in the PAL region.
Why is the narration in German?
That is interesting. In the CD game, it's an unskippable four-minute video that's... in German. And I assume it's because it's an alternate world where the Axis powers won.
Okay.
I don't know why. Honestly.
Now it makes sense. In 1400.
Maybe they wanted to port it to the PAL regions. Mm-hmm. But why would they choose German versus
English?
English? I don't know. I can't tell you that.
Yeah.
Right.
I honestly, I couldn't tell you. It's bizarre. And it's unskippable unless you watch it the one time, and then you can skip it. It knows.
It definitely has an Axis of Evil connection. It must.
It absolutely has a weird Axis of Evil thing. Like,
you have not watched this video. You will watch it.
Yeah, I couldn't skip it. That pissed me off. It's like, I can't even understand what
you can skip it after you watch it the one time. Like, there's some file that it knows that you did that, and it'll skip it. But the first time, you cannot.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Right. So our last show, we did Symphony of the Night.
Yes.
And this game,
this was the
is
prequel.
A prequel.
I believe it's 8 or 7 years before Symphony of the Night.
Okay.
Again, an obscure game, only released in Japan, and it's only for the TurboGrafx CD-ROM system.
Mm-hmm. So nobody played this game.
So basically. Almost no one.
Nobody played it.
But obviously the Japanese would play. The game has no English text. It has no English acting. It was ported to the PSP maybe 15 years later under the name the Dracula X Chronicles, which includes this game with full English text. And you could marry, I mean, if you got real fancy, you could get the audio files from that game and marry them into this game. Because, again, audio files are separate from the actual game itself. It's not worth it. I've watched on YouTube the full English stuff from the PSP version. They don't tell anything.
Stupid. Anyway.
It's like, Dracula is evil. Will you help me? Thank you for saving me. I am Dracula. Blah. Like,
real
that's
boring,
all they're saying.
Yeah.
Like, there's no point. I actually like it to be mysterious in Japanese where it's like,
you can write better lines yourself.
It's fucking awesome. Like, it's scary.
Yeah.
It's neat like that. Now, you played this game. I've given you this game years
ago. Yeah, so years ago I played it.
Ryan's played
it. I did play it today.
Okay.
But here's the problem.
Okay.
Last week we did Symphony of the Night.
Yes. Okay.
Now, going to this game from that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't mind this game when we played it originally. You know, when you gave it to me 5 years ago. Whatever. Okay. But playing it now.
You've been Metroided.
I think it may be. It might be the worst Castlevania game out there.
Damn.
Whoa! All right, Ryan.
All right. It's colorful. The music's good.
A lot of the sprites were directly ripped out of this game for Symphony of the Night.
The controls are god awful.
Yeah.
Like, you're always at a bad angle.
It's a Castlevania
game, very similar to the first and the third game. Even the second one, the controls.
So here's what I did. The formula is exactly the same.
I played this game.
I think that's
the first and the third game don't have great controls. You would think that they would.
They're more precise than this. You can actually jump on and off of stairs at will in this one.
Well, that was
cool. You have
a
double jump move.
I always go right through the stairs.
You have an item crash.
I hate when you jump off a platform. I hate that.
It's actually more fun.
I thought I was missing something. I'm playing this game, and I'm like, why can't I get the hang of this? The controls. It just felt real...
Because you're not
Alucard. I could never hit the guy I wanted to hit. It just felt so choppy.
Because you're not Alucard.
So I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I'll go back. I want to play Bloodlines real quick. Just to
make sure you're not crazy.
Bloodlines, so much better.
Are you taking crazy pills?
So much better.
I think it's better.
So much better.
You think Bloodlines is better? Bloodlines is a good game.
A lot smoother.
It's a good game.
With stuff like the birds, the crows.
The fucking birds. That's why I texted Rory, because I never played it, and I texted Rory while I was playing, and I was like, these fucking
birds. The Medusa heads have nothing on it. They have nothing on those birds.
Those birds are brutal, man.
The birds never
give up.
Oh my God, they're brutal.
I just thought there was way too many cheap shots in this game.
Really?
Way too many. You'd be doing fine, and all of a sudden, you
need the special weapons in this game.
Yeah.
You need the axe for the birds.
Yeah.
You absolutely need the axe to get them before they can get you.
Right.
Yeah, that's I suffered a lot. I mean, I used safe states even, and I suffered with these fucking birds. They were pretty brutal.
So Eric's
and
that's never
in the,
played
like in the very.
You've
beginning.
Never played this game prior to like last week.
Yes. No.
Okay.
No.
What's your opinion?
I think it's similar to the first game.
I agree.
I think the everything about it pretty much it looks way better. I mean, it's a good looking.
Yeah, it
game.
Looks awesome.
Sure.
I mean, it's a good looking game. The sound is better. Obviously, yeah. It's CD quality sound. As far as gameplay goes, I don't see much different about it than like the first game, which sure. isn't really a bad thing.
No, it's not.
It's not really a bad thing. I think Symphony of the Night's a masterpiece, and I don't think this really holds a candle to it.
But you're not Alucard. Remember that. Alucard.
I'm just talking
makes,
about the game. I don't really care who the guy is.
But what I'm talking about, you're not Dracula's son from Symphony of the Night, Alucard, the main character.
Right, right.
You don't have that otherworldly and all of his moves.
Right, right.
Well, again, that game came out 8 years later, seven years later.
I understand. Yeah. I just think that makes for, made for a better game. Not okay. being out.
You know how Castlevania, when you get hit, you jump back, your guy bounces back, you fall down a pit, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, and that kind of stuff. Yeah. And that's annoying. This game, it was so annoying just trying to hit a bad guy. Like, the controls were just so awkward. Well,
like we were saying, there's like a delay in the whip, like Mike was saying, you know.
The frustration.
The timing. Yeah. It's a practice thing for sure. It's not something where you're just going to run through it and beat the balls off.
You know, there
everything.
Are no whip upgrades in this one.
Is that, I didn't get far enough.
You only
to,
have one whip.
Okay.
Well, I had like a flame, the blue thing. What's that? It's a blue, it was like a whip. It was like fire. It was like electric. What was
no
that?
Shit.
Yeah.
That must have been one of the specials.
It had to be a special.
You might have got a potion or something.
Yeah, I probably
like
got something.
It's not the thing that flew.
But it was great because that had a long
holy
reach.
Water?
No, okay. I don't know what it was. I did some weird special move, and right after I did that, I had this electric whip.
Oh,
yeah, it was
cool.
Weird.
But this is interesting because you think this is the best Castlevania game.
I love this game. This is my favorite Castlevania game. If I'm going to play a Castlevania game, I'm going to play this one first, then three. Love this. I mean, I don't dislike Symphony of the Night, but I don't like the Metroid formula. I think most of that game is aimless wandering.
Well, it's not a standard Castlevania game for sure.
Sure.
Symphony of the Night.
This is a return to the formula.
This is a standard Castlevania game.
This to me is the akin of going from, say, Mario 3 to Super Mario World. Going from Castlevania 3 to, they call it Rondo of Blood in the West. Rondo of Blood.
Right.
That's my analogy.
Okay.
They took everything that was good with that formula, and they just better graphics, better sound, more shit to do, and they preserved it.
Right.
Mike, you've never played this. What do you think?
No, I haven't. I was
you've never played it.
Never
How do you think of it?
I was sick of shit this week.
Turn off your mic and put your head down.
Take a nap. We'll get back
to you.
Put
your big head down.
Yeah. Put your head down on the desk. Put your big head down on the desk. So, I wanted to like it. I did.
Do you hate it or you just...
I don't hate it.
Day.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't hate it. It just doesn't
day.
Do anything new, really.
This one has non-linear levels. You still have to go through the stages, but four of them have different alternate bosses, which also, there's also four hidden women in the game that you have to find for points. One of them is a special character, Maria, who
Sex
you can be,
time.
Who instead of being a Belmont, she's like another family that hunts monsters and vampires. Instead of a whip, the vampire killer, she shoots doves, and she has totally different special
she
items.
She shits for. Doves?
She shoots doves. That's
shoots
shit?
Doves. Oh, I was like, wait, this bitch turns around and leans over and
she
shits
literally
doves.
Fires out
That's
birds
her
from
weapon.
Her rectum.
Wow.
Yeah.
Some Impressive.
Some people pay a lot of money to watch a young lady do that. So, for example, stage one, you could fight a dragon, or there's a water dragon, too, that's like very, not mode seven, but very mode seven.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Huh.
Level two, you can fight a werewolf, or you can fight a bone golem that actually has three different forms. One's like a centipede, one's a bat, and this is another form I don't remember off the top of my head. Again, this is leads to the richness to this game. The third level, you can fight a giant eye monster or a minotaur. A lot of these guys, like the minotaurs, recycled.
So it's one or the other. You don't have to beat both bosses to get through the level?
You probably do. You don't have to go to the next stage, but like it sets you on a path. Like it's tough. Without the map and a visual, it's tough to see. Like there's a big square, and you can go north or you can go south. And every level, depending on where you go, like Ryan had a great example when he said, like, in Castlevania, you fall off a cliff, normally you die. Except in this game, that's not true. Mm-hmm. You fall off a cliff, you may have found the secret path that finds the other boss.
Okay.
So, like, it's not immediately punishing when you fall. There are plenty of death pits, but not all of them are death pits. Some of them will take you to the secret areas.
You kind
of
it has to be like an accident, though, right? Like, there's no way to know unless you like you would assume that that pit would kill you. But if you accidentally fall in it, you might get lucky.
Some of them are are like that. It's just trial and error. Right. But otherwise, I shouldn't say pits. Some of them are steps, or like there's a locked door and you have to have a key.
Right.
And you open it with the key, and then you're there. You're fighting a new path.
That happened. I got hit. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to die. I just fell down to another screen.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of
stuff. That's like, it's great when that happens. It's awesome. I didn't die. Where the fuck am I?
And the bosses are beautiful sprites. Again,
I think I'm going to say three or four bosses, and they were all cool.
The fourth level has a headless knight, or you can fight like a skull woman succubus. That's a cool fight.
Sign me up for that. Succubus.
Yeah. Well,
incubus.
That sounds awesome.
Do you know the
succubus. Pardon me.
The Darkstalkers game.
Darkstalkers. No, not
it's like a 2D fighting game by Capcom. It's like Halloween themed.
Mm.
The two vampire girls are succubuses.
Yeah. They got like the horns and shit.
Yeah,
right?
fucking
like
hot.
Every time he says it, I'm like, stop saying
succubus.
Can we isolate that?
Succubus.
Stop it.
Succubus.
Stop it.
Succubus.
Stop it.
Succubus. Number eight. Okay. Level five. Everyone has to do level five. That's when the level stop branch.
You must.
No, I don't do it though.
You must do level five.
Everyone must join their
level
power.
Five.
Everyone
you must. Fight death for the
we'll
second
meet in level
time
five.
On a pirate ship. Okay. Great fight. Awesome fight.
Mm.
He has two forms.
We'll commingle.
Stage six, you fight Shaft, who is like the he's like an evil wizard. He's the reason.
Well, he's in
Symphony
of the Night.
And he actually, again, it pays homage to the previous Castlevania. He has four forms where you fight him as a bat, a mummy, the Frankenstein's monster, and then the Medusa. So that's a real gauntlet fight. That's a you get life in between, but like that's another slugfest. Level seven is you fight Shaft, but he's dead as a ghost.
Mm.
And
Samuel.
Everybody says shit.
Too many snakes on this motherfucking plane.
Exactly.
Succubuses and Shaft.
Shaft and Succubus. That's right.
And then stage eight is Dracula with two forms that follow the same as Castlevania 1.
How?
He has like the light, like he like waves his hand behind his cape and like three bars of light come down vertically at you. Mm. And then he's like the giant cookie monster.
Mm.
His second form.
How long does this take?
This game, assuming... Oh, well, to go through the stages, pretend you didn't know that four of them had non-linear paths with two different bosses, you could probably beat this game assuming you didn't die. I'm going to go with 3 hours, 2.5 hours.
Okay. So if you're good at the game, 2 to 3 hours.
I would say 2 hours if you're very good at this game.
Wow. That's pretty long.
It's got 9 levels.
Yeah.
Or 8 levels. But remember that it has non-linear paths... So that you're going to explore. If you don't know where to go, you're going to have to start exploring slowly, you know, screen by screen.
Yeah.
Plus, again, it has four hidden characters, and you can play it twice. Once with Maria, the little girl again who shoots birds out of her ass, and you can play as the Belmont.
Mm.
So there's quite a bit of content in the game. It has a stage. Once you beat a level, you can do the stage lock, so you can keep coming back. Which is a great feature, unlike, say, the other Castlevanias that really don't have the stage select. The third one does.
What?
Does it?
They don't have a stage select. I mean, you can choose paths on what stage you want to go to, like Clock Tower.
There's no password system in 3?
Oh, yeah, there is.
Isn't that the stage select? No? What does the password do?
It gets you to where you were previously. It gets you back to where you were.
Oh, okay. Well, again, it's not really.
Do you mean a stage select, like Mega Man stage select?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Castlevania 3 doesn't have that.
There's nothing with the password. No. Well, I'm sure you could look them up and you could go to different places if you really wanted to in this day and age. But I cannot say enough praise about this game. You can get it legitimately through like the virtual consoles now. At this point,
this game on SNES. I know you're talking about that. It's a butcher port. Is extremely expensive.
I believe it's very rare. Yeah,
it's very expensive.
See, I never played it, but it was awful.
I believe it's over $100.
Whoa.
Well, again, it's butchered. Like, there's no second character. There's a lot of the levels have been redesigned.
Mm-hmm.
Only two of them have non-linear multiple bosses.
Mm-hmm.
It's a butcher port. It's not a bad game. I mean, it's still Castlevania, but it's not. No, when you compare it to this, you can't. I mean, it's day and night.
I think I might have played this on a bad day or something. I don't know. I'll give it another shot, but I wanted to like it because I thought it was like the music was one of the. It gave a lot of nods to all the old.
This is what my Castlevania games, which this I is thought what was awesome. I want Castlevania to be. I want it to be linear with some mixing up.
Yeah, yeah.
Multiple characters.
Right. Okay.
This is what I want. Okay. I don't like the Symphony of the Night Metroid formula.
$190.
Holy shit!
Wow.
You can get a reproduction though but for $15.
Jeez.
Eric,
Wizards.
Are we buy and selling.
Which what would you rate it?
No, what would you rate it? We'll get a rating. I'll give it a 7.
7, Mike?
I didn't play it.
At a 10.
That's right. Turn your mic off. I'm serious. Turn it off.
Keep my mic. Rory, talk. Talk. Talk.
I'm not going
to.
I'm going to get you back, asshole. Ryan, what are you going to say?
Is this out of 10?
Numbers. Just make a number.
Out of 10?
Any number.
Or out of 5, however you feel. Just tell us what it's out of.
I'll go out of 10.
He's going out of
5.
Give it a 5. Okay.
Wow, that's really?
Fair. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Rory, 9.
Out of 10, I would give it a 9 out of 10.
Okay.
The only problem I have with this game is the difficulty. It's quite difficult.
It's kind of a pain. The birds, yeah. Really.
With the stage select, it definitely helps out, but it's a very difficult game.
Mm.
That's come to...
Ah! I got you.
You come to expect that, though, when you play Castlevania games, that they're just going to be fucking hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
They're not my favorite kind of game. I appreciate what they do.
I'll play it, because I love Castlevania games. Love them. So. Mm-hmm.
The way the controls
I'll get,
are,
I'll get around to it.
It makes it feel like it's an earlier game than it is.
Yes. Right. Absolutely, sure. It feels like one. It just looks better.
Right.
Sounds better.
Yeah. All right. Well, that about wraps it up, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that name of that title. I don't have the PDF in front of me, so I can't do it.
Mano mano.
That's right.
Hubida habida hibida.
That closes out the show. High atop Eastern Road in Horsham, Pennsylvania. You can find us on Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter, at Emulate This, and email us at emulatethis@outlook.com.
Ryan, you're getting really good at that.
I know. happy Halloween.
I know. You don't have to tell me.
Later.
Happy Halloween, motherfuckers.
Perhaps on your way home, someone will pass you in the dark, and you will never know it, for they will be from outer space. God help us in the future.